Alle verstehen, dass ich gewähnt, die zwei Jiden, das der Rebbe hat anvertraut, anführen mit dem Mischbot, Rav Krinsky, Rav Shemtov, was ich gewähnt, Jiden, was haben gehabt im Schuss, zu sein sehr beihilfig in verschiedenen Protem, was haben geführt zu dem Nezoch und zu dem Didon-Nozach. Wir haben da mit uns Chaver und Wad Rabbani Lubavitch, der Rav von der Schule in Krankheits Yeshive, und wie der Mond, er hat solche gewöhnt, sein sehr beihilfig zuzuführen zu dem Nezochen. Und wir sich jetzt erbeten, bei Rav Moshe Bogomilski sich teilen mit uns.
A gute Woch. Es ist der meiste von der Reden, wir haben geredet auf Jiddisch. Wir möchten bitte an Schuldigen and I'll say a few words in English for the, those who are more fluent in English. I believe by sitting here now during this evening, you already heard enough drushes and you heard enough stories and the clock keeps moving ahead. So therefore, I don't have any new stories to tell. I saw a certain shul had an advertisement this week that said someone's going to speak about new revelations about Hey Tavis. I don't know any new revelations, but I'd like to share with you something that I said in shul today for my oilam, and I'll share it with you. It was in honor of Hey Tavis and the connection that you could draw from this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. And then he goes on to urge his brothers that they should go back and tell Yaakov that he's alive and well, and that they should proceed to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. There's one pasuk in the parsha that bothers me very much. It could be everyone understands it simply, but I think it needs some clarification. We know that COVID is maybe a very good thing, and there are people who give their life for COVID. They give all their money for COVID. But still, amongst religious, Torah observant Jews, COVID is not something primary, and it's not something that if someone talks about COVID, that you have a lot of respect for him. Hakina v'ataiva v'akovid mitzina sadam in ha'olam, kol bereich achal kovid, akovid bereich mimenu. And let me mention the pasuk in today's parsha, where Yosef says to his brothers, that when you come back home, v'igaretem u'avi, as kol kvoidim in Mitzrayim. You saw all the kovid I have over here. You saw everybody listens to me. You saw I give orders and they're followed. Oh, I have a tremendous amount of kovid. When you come back home, what should you tell our father? It's called Kavoidi B'Mitzrayim. The ganze Kavod was a Chav B'Mitzrayim. I could imagine if they came home and told this to Yaakov, Yaakov would ashpaigeton. Yaakov would say, what? This is my son? The one that I raised and I taught him everything that I learned in Torah? What is he talking about? Kavod? Kavod gate the malevit went to his head. Is that what it's all about? I'm not interested to go to see him anymore. If that's how far he stooped, that he goes for COVID. Maybe you all have an answer to it, but I want to share with you my answer. This is not, perhaps, the meaning of the pasuk. Yosef says to his brothers, listen, I want to analyze together with you what happened to him in Mitzrayim. I came to Mitzrayim and I was sold here as a slave, and then I ended up in the home of Potiphar, and over there I was approached by his wife and she wanted me to do something which I was about to do, but then later I ran out, and because of that she created a story about me which isn't true, And because of that, I was thrown into the prison. And then after that, what happened was, I met over there two people, dreamers, and I interpreted their dream. And after that, everything worked out exactly the way I said. Then Pare had a dream, and Pare couldn't find anyone to interpret it. So one of the people who I interpret for him says, Eschatoya ani maske. I remember there's a Jewish boy, Yosef, and they bring Yosef to Pare, and he interprets the dream, and so on and so forth. And suddenly Pare says, Hanimsuk azaz, there's someone else like this. No, there isn't such a thing. And they appoint me to become the Sheni of Melech Mitzrayim. Now let's think it over. How did all this happen? How did it happen? One incident made the whole change. And if not for that incident, it would be a different picture entirely. What happened? When she approached me, and I was almost about to yield, suddenly, I took a look, and I saw the Mus Avi, the image of my father. And I realized that that's the way you have to be. Had I not seen the image of my father, and I would have yielded to her request, I would never be put into the jail. I wouldn't meet up with Asada Mashkin. He wouldn't introduce me to Pare. And where would I be? Nowhere. So Yosef says to his brothers, V'igadatem, what should you tell? You saw a lot of cover there, right? You should know that I realize that the whole cover that I have in Mitzrayim is a dank mein tata. It's not me. Not, don't tell my father about the cover that I have. The cover means nothing to me. But V'igadatem, you should tell that I realize that all the cover that I have over here is thanks to my father who appeared to me and he saved me at this critical moment. The Rebbe, I believe we could say, was the greatest chassid that the Friedrich Rebbe had. And therefore, when the Rebbe spoke about Hey Tevis, what did he always talk about? He talked about the Rebbe's Svarim, the Rebbe's library, everything what it meant to the Rebbe. He never spoke about what Hey Tevis meant to him, because he didn't make any issue of himself. He only lived with what the Rebbe lived, and the Rebbe's life and being was the most important thing that was dear to him. But nevertheless, we Hasidim have to realize that there's another angle and another part of the story of Hey Tevis, and that's, as some of the preceding speakers have mentioned, what Hey Tevis meant to the Rebbe. And being that we hope that we are Hasidim in the proper way, we realize what it meant to the Rebbe and therefore why it's so important to us. This is briefly how I explain today Hey Tevis. Instead of going into stories, and it's late, I'll just conclude. It was mentioned a few times that it's 25 years. We're celebrating now the 25 years of Hey Tevis. In Gematria, Hey Tevis is Kai. I'm sorry, 25 is Kai. And let's hope that it says in the Pasuk, Vani vana nech at Kai. The Rebbe, with us as children, will go at Kai to the Hara Maria and build the Bayis Shlishi, b'mheira b'yameinu. Amen.